It's the Mamas on Magic.
Good morning. I'm Gwen.
And I'm Shannon.
And we're in rough shape today. We're sluggish.
We feel bloated.
Our jeans are tight. We've got a bad case of Halloween hangover.
I lost count of how many fun-sized candy bars I ate last night, and now I'm hating myself for it. I had to do the walk of shame to the bathroom scale this morning.
I am right there with you. And the worst part is that there's so much candy in the house today. I don't want my kids to eat that much candy. And if it hangs around the house too long, it's either going to be eaten or it's going to go stale. So the big question is, what do we do with all the extra candy?
Well, the first thing to do is decide how much of the Halloween candy your kids can have and let them keep their favorites so they can eat it over the next few weeks. And everything that's left over can go to the Candy Buyback Program. It's that national program that buys back Halloween candy and they ship it to troops overseas. You can find info about that at HalloweenCandyBuyback.com.
Another thing we could do is freeze the leftover candy. Chocolate freezes pretty well, and a cold Snickers would taste pretty good next July when it's 95 degrees outside. You could also save some of the candy like the M&Ms or the Dots and use those to help decorate a gingerbread house in December.
Good idea. We hope we all find good homes for the extra Halloween candy so it doesn't end up living on our hips. And if you've got a Halloween hangover like we do, eat two salads and call us in the morning.
Have a great weekend.